welcome to the White House, and congratulations to the Giants on winning your first World Series title in 56 years. Give them a big round. I want to start by recognizing some very proud Giants fans in the House. We've got Mayor Ed Lee. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. We have quite a few members of Congress. I am going to announce one. The Democratic leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, is here. We've got Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is here. And our newest Secretary of Defense and a big Giants fan, Leon Panetta, is in the House. I also want to congratulate Bill Newcomb and Larry Baer for building such an extraordinary franchise. I want to welcome, obviously, our very special guest, the Say Hey Kid. Mr. Willie Mays is in the House. Now, 2 years ago, I invited Willie to ride with me on Air Force One on the way to the All-Star Game in St. Louis. It was an extraordinary trip. Very rarely when I'm on Air Force One am I the second most important guy on there. Yeah. Everybody was just passing me by, can I get you something, Mr. Mays? What's going on? Willie was also a 23-year-old outfielder the last time the Giants won the World Series, back when the team was in New York. And even though there have been some great Giants teams since then, none of them had brought a championship back to the Bay Area. And then this team came along. Manager Bruce Bochy once called them a bunch of misfits and castoffs. Let me take a look at this guy. Or, as GM Brian Sabian put it, we've got a lot of characters with a lot of character. One of these characters is Tim Lincecum. Where's Tim? I see him back there. Recognize the hair. When Tim entered the draft 5 years ago, 9 teams passed him over before the Giants picked him up. Nobody thought somebody that skinny with that violent a delivery could survive without just flying apart. But now with 2 Cy Youngs under his belt, everybody understands why he's called the freak. Before game 5 last year, Tim was so relaxed he was singing in the clubhouse. That's how his teammates knew they were about to see something special. And after watching him pitch 8 incredible innings, including a stretch of 11 strikes in a row, America learned sometimes it's a good idea to bet on the skinny guy. So, you and me. And then there's the guy with the beard. Where is he? Huh? I do fear it. Have you guys seen the Sports Center ad where it's ESPN, where it starts doing the dance? Now, underneath Brian's beard and the spandex tuxedo and the sea captain costume and the cleats with his face on them is also one of the most dominant closers in baseball. I do think, Brian, you should know that Michelle was very relieved that the press was going to be talking about what somebody else wears here in the White House. So that it's not just her making a fashion statement. So even though this team is a little different, even though these players haven't always followed the traditional rules, one thing they know is how to win. And maybe some of that wisdom comes from all the old-time greats who never won a series, but know that being a Giant means being a Giant for life. And that's why greats like Willie McCovey can often be found hanging around the clubhouse, pulling young players aside and offering them hitting tips. And the love goes both ways. Brian said what those players went through when they played to not bring one home like we did, this is for them. So for this team, winning the World Series means remembering their roots, especially when those roots run deep. Last year, after all the confetti had been cleaned up and the players had gone home, Willie Mays took the trophy back to the site of the old Polo Grounds in New York. And he visited students at PS 46 on the spot where the stadium once stood and told them stories about playing stickball with the neighborhood kids all those years ago. And the rest of this team has also made a point of giving back, whether it's supporting Wounded Warriors and their families or becoming the first professional sports team to join the It Gets Better campaign against bullying. So that's what this team is all about, characters with character. And so once again, I want to congratulate this team and wish them all the best of luck in the rest of the season, unless the White Sox are in the World Series, which right now is not a sure thing. All right, congratulations, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a few gifts here, but first, we want to thank you very much for having us here. We know you're busy, and on behalf of the Giant family, we're honored, privileged for you to have us here. Special day for us after having a special season. Thank you.
He's really upset that I quit talking. that's terrific. Thank you. 44. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What else we got?
We just wanted to present you with a team signed bat.
Thank
your
you
name
so
is
much.
Special edition. So it's right there.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. This is beautiful.
Thank you. Great to see you again. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mr. President, on behalf of the entire Giants organization, our investors, many of whom are here today, the front office, many of whom are also here today, and of course this amazing ball club with the trainers and the coaches and the players and the broadcast folks, on behalf of all of us, we thank you for making time for us and for your kind words, and we wish you well, and we'd like our general manager to make a presentation to you and the family, if he may.
Oh, thank
custom
you.
Glove.
Oh, that's what I need.
And
right
then White Sox colors.
I noticed that you put the silver and black on there. I appreciate that. That was good. Thank you. We should do something like this every day. Look at all this. This is good. All right, let's strike the podium. We'll take a good picture. Come on. There you go, Rich. I'll hold on to my jersey.